The wait is over. Lookers into Bookers, the Tourism Marketing Blueprint by Chris Torres has officially launched. Whether you're looking to attract more customers, build a powerful brand, or master digital marketing strategies, this book is your ultimate guide to turning interest into bookings. Available now in all good online bookstores.
All right, everyone, ready for another deep dive? Today, we're tackling a topic that's always top of mind for tourism pros: seasonality.
Because who doesn't love a good roller coaster, right?
Well, maybe not when it comes to visitor numbers.
That's for sure.
But the good news is we're diving deep into Chris Torres's guide today, and he's got some seriously smart strategies for not just surviving, but actually thriving amidst those peaks and valleys.
And let me tell you, Chris really emphasizes the idea that those quieter times, those so-called off-seasons, they're not something to dread. They're actually bursting with potential.
Music to my ears. So let's break it down. Chris talks about segmenting your marketing by season, which, okay, seems kind of obvious.
Yeah, at first glance, it might seem like just swapping out sunny beaches for cozy cabin vibes in your ad copy.
Right, exactly.
But it goes way deeper than that. It's about really understanding what makes travelers tick during different times of the year. Their motivations change, and your marketing should too.
So should we start with peak season? You know, those glorious few weeks when everyone and their dog is itching to get away?
Absolutely. It's go time, right? Your game plan here. Laser focus on converting that pent-up travel demand into actual bookings.
So how do we do that?
Think of it like a friendly game of don't miss out.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
Limited time offers, those blink and you miss it deals. That's the name of the game during peak season. Scarcity is your secret weapon. Oh, and don't underestimate those targeted ads. People are drowning in information these days. You got to grab their attention.
Make them stop scrolling.
Exactly. Imagine someone scrolling through their feed, dreaming of their next vacation, and bam, your ad hits them right between the eyes with the exact experience they didn't even know they needed.
It's like you're reading their minds. Speaking of reading minds, what about those travelers who are a little less go with the flow and a little more, well, strategic with their travel plans? You know, the shoulder season folks.
Ah, yes, the shoulder season. Fascinating time, because you've got this chance to attract a different type of traveler altogether. Think those who cringe at the mere thought of crowds.
Yeah, they'd rather wrestle a bear than fight for a pool chair, right?
Precisely. They want a more authentic experience, and they love feeling like they've snagged a deal.
Savvy travelers.
So what do? You roll out the red carpet with those value-added packages. Free spa treatment. Throw it in. Guided tour. Why not? Make them feel like they're getting a steal because they are.
It's all about that perceived value, for sure. Okay, so we've covered peak season, go big or go home. And we've talked about luring in those savvy shoulder season travelers. But now, for the elephant in the room, the one we all try to avoid thinking about, the dreaded off-season. I'm getting a case of the winter blues just thinking about it.
But this is where Chris's perspective is so refreshing. He challenges this whole idea that the off-season is a write-off. Instead, he reframes it as an opportunity.
An opportunity to finally organize your desk drawers.
To invest in the future of your business. Think of it like tending a garden during those quieter months. You might not be harvesting anything just yet, but you're nurturing the soil, planting those seeds for a bountiful harvest down the road.
Okay, hold on. I like that. Nurturing the soil, planting seeds. But how do we actually do that in the off season? How do we make the most of that downtime?
Content, my friend. Content is key.
Right. Content. But not just any content, right?
Exactly. Not just another pretty picture. We're talking about the kind of content that makes people want to pack their bags right now, even if it's the middle of winter.
Okay, so penguins and scarves, because I'd book that trip.
Hey, whatever works, right?
True.
But in all seriousness, it's about showcasing what makes the off-season uniquely special for your destination.
Okay, I like that. So what kind of things are we talking about here?
Could be anything. A local festival, some incredible natural phenomenon that only happens during those quieter months.
Like the Northern Lights or...
Exactly. Or maybe it's just that your destination is finally blissfully crowd-free. Mm. You can actually get a table at that super popular restaurant, no problem.
That is a huge selling point for some people, for sure.
Right. It's about highlighting those hidden gems, those experiences you just can't have during peak season.
Makes sense, because let's be honest, when the weather's got you down, everyone's craving a little escapism.
100%. And
Yeah.
that's your cue to step in and paint them a picture. Vivid language, stunning visuals, maybe even a little sound design on your website to really set the mood.
Ooh, I love that sound design. It's about making people feel like they're already there.
Precisely. Tap into those senses. Make them taste that hot cocoa by the fire. Hear the crunch of snow under their boots.
So we've got them dreaming about our destination, even if they're buried under 3 feet of snow. Now, how do we actually get them to book?
Oh, you know, we got to talk about promotions, right?
It's all about the deals. And Chris had some really interesting ideas when it comes to crafting those irresistible offers.
He did. He's a big fan of what he calls a tiered approach to promotions. Think of it like a three-course meal for your marketing strategy.
Okay, I'm hungry already.
First course, you've got your early bird discounts. Entice those planners, the ones who book months in advance. Then, for your main course, we bring out the off-peak specials. Lure in those bargain hunters.
Smart.
And to finish things off, for dessert, boom. Shoulder season flash sales. Create that little bit of FOMO, that fear of missing out.
I love that. Early birds get the worm, bargain hunters get the steal, and FOMO chasers, they get that last minute adrenaline rush.
It's all about speaking their language, right?
Yeah.
Understanding what motivates travelers at different points in the year.
Absolutely. You know, one thing I really appreciated about Chris's guide is the emphasis on building long-term relationships with your guests. Because it's not just about getting them in the door once, right?
It's about building loyalty, making them feel like they're part of the family.
Exactly. So that they keep coming back for more, even when the weather's not exactly cooperating.
You got it. Think about who's more likely to book a trip during the off-season. Someone who vaguely remembers your ad from 6 months ago, or someone who feels a genuine connection to your brand.
Someone who trusts you.
Exactly. They trust your recommendations.
Yeah.
You know they're going to have a fantastic experience no matter when they visit. That's powerful.
That is powerful. But how do we actually build those kinds of relationships, especially when things are quiet?
That's where those loyalty programs come in. Make them exclusive, make them rewarding, make your past guests feel like VIPs.
Give them those insider perks, those exclusive experiences they can't get anywhere else.
Yes. And don't underestimate the power of a personalized email. Not just a generic book now blast, but something tailored to their interests.
Okay, I'm all about personalization. What are we thinking?
Maybe it's a roundup of unique off-season events, a sneak peek at a new experience you're offering.
I love that. Like you're saying, hey, we remember you. We've got something special just for you.
Exactly. It's that personal touch that makes all the difference.
For sure. And of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the mighty power of social media for staying top of mind all year round.
Oh, absolutely. Social media is essential these days. But I see so many businesses, they just post pretty pictures and call it a day.
Right. It's got to be more engaging than that.
Exactly. Ask questions, run contests, share behind-the-scenes stories, go live. You want people talking, you want them excited, you want them feeling like they're part of the community, even when they're miles away.
It's about building that no, like, and trust factor.
100%.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We talked about creating that can't-miss content, implementing that tiered approach to promotions, and crucially, building those lasting relationships with our audience. It sounds like managing seasonality is all about being adaptable,
It's
right?
about being proactive instead of reactive.
I love that.
Seeing those quieter times, not as obstacles, but as opportunities.
Opportunities to try new things, get creative.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Connect with your audience on a deeper level. Build a business that doesn't just survive, but thrives year-round.
It's funny, isn't it? We talk about overcoming seasonality, but it sounds like it's more about using it to your advantage.
Exactly. It's like, you know that saying, if you can't beat them, join them?
Right.
Well, in this case, it's more like, if you can't beat them, use them to your advantage.
Love it. So, as we wrap up our deep dive into Chris's guide here, I want to leave everyone with a little challenge. You've heard all these amazing strategies, right? Now, think about this. What's one totally unique experience, something you could offer that only works during your destination's off-season?
What's that thing that's going to make people ditch their usual plans and book a trip?
Right. Maybe it's a weekend retreat built around a local harvest festival, or maybe it's a photography workshop, you know, capturing those moody, atmospheric vibes you only get in the off season.
Ooh, I like that.
Get creative.
Because remember, people are looking for something real, something authentic.
That's so true.
What's that thing that truly captures the heart and soul of your destination? The thing you just can't experience anywhere else?
You beautifully said. So, to wrap things up, it's clear.
Managing seasonality in tourism isn't about wishing those peaks and valleys away.
It's about working with them.
Yes, understanding them, using them to your advantage, turning what seems like a challenge into your secret weapon.
Because at the end of the day, it's all about those unforgettable experiences.
Right, 100%. And those can happen any time of year. All right, everyone, that's a wrap on this deep dive into mastering seasonality in tourism. Hopefully you've gleaned some great insights from Chris's guide, had a few laughs along the way, and maybe even found that spark of inspiration to shake things up.
And remember, keep exploring, keep experimenting, and keep those tourism dreams alive.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us, everyone.